Now, we've already seen a bit of the story so far from the book of Acts, and I hope that those of you who are at Holiday Club will be able to remind us of it. I can't see some of you very well because you're hidden behind these amazing wedding flowers. But so can we have the first slide up, please, Jonathan? So what happened to Paul in Acts? This picture is a clue. Remember? Yes, Matt.
He went on trial again.
He did. He went on trial several times, didn't he? Yeah. So some of the Jewish people were bringing charges against Paul. They didn't like the fact that he was saying that Jesus was the Messiah, and they accused him of teaching against the Old Testament law and against the temple. So we saw him on trial a couple of times. Next slide, Jonathan. But then Paul did something. What did he do? Yes, Abby?
He
appealed to Caesar, didn't he? The Roman emperor. So Paul was a Roman citizen, so he had the right to appeal for a trial before Caesar, but he didn't seem to be getting justice from these governors. So we saw how Paul journeyed to Rome. Next one. And as James said, what happened? Sorry?
The boat broke,
didn't it? There's this terrible, terrible storm for at least 14 days, and the boat broke up, and everybody had to swim for shore. But as I think James said, although the boat was destroyed, the people were saved. God had promised them that no one would die. Actually, even though God had promised that he would be with Paul, it's actually very hard for Paul, wasn't it? He was repeatedly imprisoned. He was shipwrecked. It wasn't easy for him to be Jesus' messenger. You know, just like Jesus had suffered, so Paul suffered. But anyway, eventually, in our reading today, we find Paul at Rome. And the great pattern of the book of Acts is about the spread of the good news about Jesus. In the beginning, Jesus says to his disciples that they will be his witnesses from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and then to the ends of the earth. And here in the last chapter of the book of Acts, the good news about Jesus has got to the capital of the Roman Empire. We might call it the centre of the world. So you can see Paul there in chains. He's under arrest. He's guarded by a Roman soldier, but he's allowed to live in a house on his own, and actually he's able to welcome visitors to come and see him. So, next one, he's able to talk to them and explain something of the good news about Jesus to them. And, next one, we're told that Paul explained and declared to them the kingdom of God and tried to convince them about Jesus from the law of Moses and the prophets. That is, he said to them that Jesus is God's king, the promised Messiah, the anointed one, the one whom the Old Testament had been pointing towards. That's what it means by the law of Moses and the prophets, the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament. And Paul was trying to show them that Jesus perfectly fulfilled all that the Bible had led them to expect, all that they'd been hoping for. In fact, he says it's because of the hope of Israel in Jesus the Messiah and the resurrection that he is in chains. And the passage tells us that some of them were convinced, but that some of them refused to believe. And so Paul says to them, next one, that because of that he's going to turn to the Gentiles, to the non-Jewish nations. You see, the good news about Jesus is for everyone. He is the risen Lord and Judge. He is the King. And he offers anyone who will put their trust in him God's forgiveness. So if we are not yet convinced about who Jesus is, I think that's the message of the book of Acts to us, that Jesus is God's King. He's our risen Lord and Saviour. He will one day be our Judge. And the book of Acts invites us to put our faith in him. But I guess most of us are already believers in the Lord Jesus. Well, what is the message of the book of Acts to us? Well, how does it finish? Next slide. We've seen that Paul is under arrest. and in chains. But look at the final two verses of the book of Acts. For two whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is in chains, but the gospel is not in chains. They can arrest Paul, but they can't arrest the gospel. God's word is still going out. Just like the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, God's word always achieves the purposes for which he sends it. And the book of Acts wants us to see that Jesus is still on a mission. He's still in charge of getting his word out to the nations. And it encourages us to join in that mission. Jesus said to his disciples, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses." He wants us to speak for Jesus, to play our part in spreading the good news about him. Doesn't mean that it'll always be easy or successful. Wasn't easy for Paul, was it? Arrested, shipwrecked, often he was opposed. Sometimes many people didn't believe, some were convinced. The gospel continues to have that mixed response. But Jesus would use us to get his message out to the world, to all the nations. Let's pray that he would help us to play our part in that. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, the Messiah, your promised rescuer king. Help us to put our trust in him, we pray, to turn from all that we know to be wrong and to live for him. We thank you that Jesus is in charge, and we thank you for the power of your word. We pray that you would empower us by your Holy Spirit to be your witnesses, to live and to speak for Jesus. We pray that some might be convinced and will be added to our number for Jesus' sake. Amen.